Old Amigo.
It's time. It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Well, first of all, I want to apologize that whoever did my wardrobe today didn't do a very good job. Am I muted again? No, I'm okay. Red and orange probably don't go together very well, but we're down here slaving away out here taking care of these, cutting down these trees, doing all that stuff. And of course, this morning we've been sitting around here, as Chad would say, it's church camp for adults. So we were analyzing the election, analyzing all kinds of things, analyzing what's wrong with, what the heck's wrong with Americans, analyzing what's wrong with the church. So I am not real prepared this morning, although I'm really, really prepared, if you know what I'm talking about. So thanks for joining us here. I know it's probably a distraction to you if you see me looking over here all the time. It's like, don't you hate it when people don't look at you when they talk? So I got this camera here. I finally got my other computer working over here. I didn't send Jared any links at all this morning because I didn't think we were going to need them. So praise the Lord. Is there any, let's see, what do I need to, oh, Chad, let's get you up in here bright and early, first thing going on. Because when I leave here tomorrow morning, I'm heading to Austin, Texas, Chad's place for the weekend for the event that we have going on there. Chad, talk to us a little bit, man. Those who wonder what's going on there in Austin or Moody or wherever we are. Somebody's banging in the background. It's distracting.
Yeah, I'm getting ready to. Hey. Okay, well, Dave, well, we're prepared for an exciting, exhilarating event here in Austin. We're going to go out and represent the kingdom. We've got a good crowd. We're organized. We're prepared. We're ready to go. All we need is everyone to get on here and be here on time. I would ask everyone that's coming in. A lot of people are coming in on Thursday, and that's fine. We got it set up. I've got the hotel and all that lined up. Friday, we're going to have cooked hamburgers and all that kind of stuff at my house if you want to attend. And then we'll have a briefing at that time. And then Saturday morning, we'll kick off and we'll head on down there. We're going to stop first at a secret location. We're going to stage there. And anybody else that didn't make it to the Friday briefing will then get rebriefed again on Saturday. And then we'll all carpool over there, organized in a unit fashion and park. And then we'll get out, we'll deploy out and attack the beachhead.
Now, Chad, if I understand it right, and I was talking to Victor yesterday, I believe Owen Schroyer with InfoWars is still doing something there on Saturday. So it'll be our group of 30 or 40 or 50 or whatever we have, and hopefully Owen's going to be drawing some more people there, especially after the elections, all this kind of stuff. I'm going to dive into the elections. I'm going to explain everything to you here in a little bit. But Chad, if people want to join us and they don't want to come to Moody or it's too far a drive or whatever, eventually, if they're just going to jump in their car and they're going to drive and meet us, where would they go, Chad?
Well, they're going to ultimately, we're going to head up to Ben White at the Planned Parenthood up there on Ben White in Austin, Texas. So you can't miss it.
Hey, Chad, let me ask
this.
Chad, I was just reminded right there in the scriptures, the demon said, Jesus I know and Paul I know, but who are you? So, Chad, who's Ben White that he would get a name, street named after him? I mean, if they named it after General Austin or they named it after John F. Kennedy or somebody, who's Ben White? Chad, who's Ben White?
Yeah, I have no idea. It's been Ben White as long as I can remember. So I don't know the history of that.
Okay.
That's the name of a street.
Oh, maybe it meant. Oh, I see. I can't say this because it'll sound really, really racist.
No, it didn't mean that. It didn't mean.
It's Betty White's husband.
But no, I'm thinking. somebody who's been white and they're not white anymore. That's what I was thinking. So anyway, that's Saturday morning. We're going to be there. It's a good reason. Listen, there's a couple really, really good issues, folks, that we can, so we can make some hay on a couple different things there at Ben White, at the Planned Parenthood on Ben White. And that is, number one, they're renting the building for $1 a year. Can you believe that? $1 a year. Unbelievable. Planned Parenthood. The city of Houston is renting it to Ben White for $1.
Austin. Yeah, city of Austin.
Austin, I'm sorry. $1 a year. $1. They don't even charge him to murder babies. Second thing is, we saw that the governor down there in Texas just got, he won big, man. And this is the same governor that promised Jeremiah Thomas that he was going to do something about abortion. You guys remember that, right? Sick and tired of our tax dollars going to it. So, again, it's just another opportunity for us to stand up, wake up, and bring attention to some of this debauchery, some of this stuff that's going on. Hey, guys, if you think that the ante didn't get upped last night, from this point on, everything is now being geared towards 2020. Everything. Now, I have to say this, too. Just get this off my chest. Fox News is lefty. Fox News is now lefty. They called, they had to make sure that they said that the Democrats were going to take over the House. They had to do that really, really early. They had to do that before the polls were even closed out on the West Coast. They're really lefty, man. I'm telling you, they are. And then I was watching them last. I watched it to the wee hours just because this stuff fascinates me. They had Nancy Pelosi on. They gave her whole speech. Who the hell on Fox News cares what Nancy Pelosi has to say? And they played that whole thing, right? They did. And I'm telling you, it is so stinking wicked. And then I was watching last night. I just shifted gears on you real quick. I'm sorry. I was watching. If I saw one more meme, one more any place, it says, Democrats take House. You guys have any idea what a butt-kicking the Republicans did in the Senate? Do you have any idea? So to say that it was a green wave or a blue wave or a black wave or any kind of wave, I'm just so sick of it. So, hey, boys, we get to amp up. We get to amp up. So thank you, Chad. Thank you there for doing that. And
Dave, one more thing.
Okay.
All right. I was just going to say that Owens and them are planning on kicking off at 1 o'clock. But we're not going to wait around on them. When we get there, we're going to let them join us.
Right. We'll let them join us. All right.
If Texas leads the way, as Josh would say.
Amen, brother. Amen. So I'm looking forward to that. It's going to be a great event. It's going to be a great event. Can I back up a minute here? Let me back up. Because I know right now I'm looking over here on my other screen. So bear with me a little second. I'm sorry about the orange. I like this one because it's got Dobbenmeyer on it. Although you probably can't see that. I'm looking over here on the other screen real quickly, seeing who's in the huddle and everything here. Got a good crowd. Hey, by the way, I appreciate all you guys being in there all the time. And some of the guys that are in here are guys who are down there helping us. They're listening even as they're, you know, riding over there to get to work today. And I'm talking about Craig Fawcett, and I'm talking about Don Marshall, and I don't know if those guys are in here. But again, same thing, Chad. I just say Chad. Hi, Bobby. This applies to all of us.
Hey, Coach.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Hey, just real quick. I went to your site yesterday, and I watched that video on what's going on down there in Florida. And, man, if everyone hasn't gone and looked at that, you're going to look at that, and you're going to want to give to the cause. I'm telling you. Just a little commercial, Coach.
Yeah.
Funds are needed. I know, man, those are precious people down there that have suffered greatly beyond what I could even imagine. And then it made me want to reach my wallet and give. So I just encourage you, go to that site, go to Coach's site, watch that video. It's going to touch your heart.
Thanks, George.
Amen, George.
I want y'all, couple things. I just want to lay a couple things out. I want you to think about, and then we'll move off of this. But I think it's important we talk about. Now I'm going to show you a video that I got up on our website. I started to say, I was talking to all the seven of us that are down here, and you know, Mark Trump came down for a second time, Jeff, all the way down here for a second time, and we were talking this morning. We were up early, and just talking about guys not knowing their skill set, not knowing it. And to come down here and look at the skill set that Craig Fawcett has, the skill set that Don Marshall has, the skill set that Mark Trump has, the skill set that Jim Kraft has. Man, I even drove a skid steer yesterday. They were teaching me how to do that skid steer yesterday. The skill set that Gary Pierce has, even though he's anal. I really, really believe this. Even after watching the election last night, first of all, I can't, Lord, help me out here. Those things have to be so rigged. Those elections are so rigged. Can somebody tell me how you could possibly do any polling in America today? What, they call on your cell phones? How could they possibly be doing any polling? And yet, at the end of the day, the polling was pretty accurate. Something smells on that one, okay? Something just doesn't smell very good. And I want you to understand this. It's easier to fix precinct by precinct, district, congressional district elections. It's easier to fix those than it is a national election like for the president of the United States. That's a little harder to fix. But you can fix precinct by precinct elections. And something stinks last night. You will never convince me. I wish I had my tinfoil hat on. You'll never convince me that there are that many people, the condition that America is in, the way America's on the upswing, that many people would come out and vote Democrat. I'm sorry. I don't believe it. But I digress. Let me drag it back here. I think what we're doing down here in Texas, I'm sorry, what we're going to do in Texas, what we're doing here in Florida, I believe this, it's a dry run. It's a training ground. It's a school. It's a university of preparation. That's what we're doing down here. No doubt in my mind. And that we're getting a great appreciation for one another. I jokingly said to the guys yesterday, I was looking around Don Marshall. Don Marshall owns his own company, a garage door company. Very successful. 30 some years have been running it. Told you about Craig Fawcett yesterday. Craig's can do about anything. Jim Kraft can do about anything. These guys. And I saw and understood again, nobody ever puts them in the game. And I look here at this list, and I run down this list of the skill set. I'm just looking at names here, okay? Just bear with me a name. Let us forsake not the assembling of ourselves together, even more as we see that day approaching. And I look right here. Go down through here. I don't have Bobby Lee. Wonder what Bobby Lee's gifts are. Wonder what Brian Cunningham's gifts are. Wonder what Christina's are. Craig Foss, Dale Socia. There's another multi-talented, David Hernandez, Denny Bryan, Dylan Weaver, Gary Donahoe, Gail, Glenn, Jared, Brock. What wasted potential we have here because nobody is plugging anybody in. JR. Karen Thomas, come on, Kevin Van Story, Lexi Hall, Linda, Studer, Lowell, old Lowell, Lindell, Mark, Mary Jane, that's not Mary, Jeff, Mike, Pastor Mike, Paul Webb, Portia, you guys have any idea the skill sets here? Do you have any idea? Just right here in our huddle. And I said to Mark Trump this morning, he was sitting right here beside me, I said, Mark, we got to learn to operate outside the system. We have to learn to do it. Because I saw this even last night. They have... Yesterday when we did the work, and I'm all over the place, I know, but bear with me. It's going to have a point to it here when I get to it. We did all that work. We were doing a lot of work out there and said, wow, let's go over to get church and get something to eat because they were cooking food for everybody. So we go over there to the church, and there's a big, long line of people and a lot of volunteers, and they're feeding folks and all that kind of stuff. And I thought, you know what? This is pretty amazing to watch here. Why is the government feeding us? Why is the government feeding us? Because that's what it is. They say it's volunteers. Oh, it's FEMA money, whatever. Why is the government? We're out here. Do you really think that the people in, where am I? Panama City. You don't think they can go get a hamburger at Racks? This store is open place. You can go get food. But yet the government still has they create a dependency. There's a dependency.
And we're going to have to learn. I'm telling you guys, we're going to have to learn to roll outside that government dependency. And I was talking to Trump this morning. I can't even imagine. I said, Mark, can you imagine if they gave us $5 million? They gave just us $5 million. And they said, get a lot of work done here for us. Because it's, you know, it's millions and millions and millions of dollars. I said, we'd go get us about 10 skid steers. We'd go get us 100 chainsaws. And we would go to work. And man, oh, man, for that $5 million, we would do $500 million in assessment. Jim Kraft told me, this will make you sick. They estimate $1 billion in lumber was destroyed down. These huge trees, big oak trees. You know what they're doing? They're coming, we're cutting them up, or they're throwing them on a truck, and they're taking them down, they're grinding them up into mulch. Firewood. I'm thinking, firewood, are you kidding me? And so these are the type, you know, you take a guy like Mark Trump with his skill set, or Craig Foss with his skill set, and if we were to put together an operation, Dale, I was thinking of you. Or Jim Kraft said to me, said, oh, coach, it makes my heart sick to see this beautiful, beautiful log that can be split into 6, 8, 10, 12 different pieces of firewood. And it's just gone. He said, I think I want to start a logging company. I can start a logging company right here, right now. And see, we just, the government, I was talking about that yesterday. The government doesn't allow us to exercise our gifts. And you have to, I'll get off of it, but there's a lot of gifts and a lot of talents and a lot of abilities in here, in the church, and we're just not using them. I'll shut up a minute. I've rambled, and then I'll restart. Somebody come on in here.
Dave.
Mm-hmm.
The thing that shocked me from your video and your pictures, we're 30 days out.
Yes.
I was just shocked by just the brief video of.
Amazing.
30 days out, the total mess that is still present. And not only is, I mean, that has to be terribly demoralizing for people.
Well, see, Roger, here's the problem. I'll show you a video here in a minute. So you go down and these trees, I can't even tell you how big these trees are that are laying on how, it's amazing. And you cut them up in these great big chunks. How do you move them? It takes three guys to pick one of them up. How do you move them? So Craig rolls in here with his skid steer, and Don rolls in here with his tractor, and all of a sudden we become efficient. We cut it up. They pick it up. They go cart it away. And so if FEMA was had any sense at all, there'd be 1,000 skid steers down here and putting volunteers on these things. Roger, it's a month out. It's a month out, and this stuff hadn't even been touched yet. In fact, Jared, if we can, let's show folks a little bit of that real quick. Yeah, I'm going to get to the election. I promise you. I promise you I am. So, Jared, just go to my Facebook page, and I'll tell you, say, yeah, play that one. Because there's several that they're just amazing. Just amazing. But the condition after a month and all the money. Let me see. There, I get it, Jared. Yeah, go ahead and play that one, Jared. Let's see what that one looks like. This is just us.
Let's just give you a real quick update because I said we would. And storms. This tree's not just gonna tip back over when we get all of it off. But we've cleaned off quite a bit of it here, see? Quite a bit of it's off of there now. We got a couple big, these are really big, man. A couple really big ones to clean out. This whole yard, we couldn't even see that red building before. Now we can see the red building. So we're getting ready to get out of here because we just checked the radar and there's a thunderstorm coming in. We're pretty brave, but we ain't stupid. We're gonna get out of here. So we're loading up. There's our disaster, one of our disaster relief vehicles. Is Jim worked like a daggone monkey hard today, man. Good man. So Mark Trump, I'm sorry, wobbling all over here. Don over here from New Jersey, he's getting his we couldn't have done it without these guys. We still got a lot to do, no doubt about it. Still a lot of it to get done, but who gave a good hard effort today. Look at Mark Trump. Look how dirty he is, Gary.
Man, he's filthy.
Look at him, guys.
I look like a Melungeon.
He looks like a Melungeon. He's an old hillbilly, and he's in his element. I told him his grandpa and his dad would be proud of him.
He's sharp, Purdy.
Shirt number four.
Jim's in his fourth shirt today.
And he smells good. And he smells much better.
Just took a shower.
Yeah, so we're getting ready. We're heading towards shower country. And then we're gonna get us something to eat tonight. We're going to sit around and watch that red wave come sweeping across America.
Okay, you cut that thing off. So that gives you an idea of what we've been doing. Listen, I'm not going to keep talking about it, okay? I'm sorry. In fact, I've taken this much time, but I just want to salute those guys that have come down there, and we're making good use, putting the money to good use. That skid steer, that's $1 million piece of equipment. Don's tractor that he brought down. You can't put a price on it if they had those, but they don't have them. And these trees, folks, listen, it's every house on every block. Trees still, it's craziness. All right, going to shift gears. Anybody have a comment or anything about that before I shift gears here? Craig, can you get in out there today, or anybody listening out there? Probably not. Craig says he has a hard time.
Okay. Hey, Dave, do you have any needs?
No, we're pretty good. Thanks for asking. No needs. I mean, no, we don't. I'd love to schedule another trip down here for some of us. I mean, we could do it Thanksgiving. I'd love to have 10 or 15 guys come down there. If we have fun, man, have fun when we do it. But see, we'd have to schedule at the right time with the skid steer and all that kind of stuff for it to be effective. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm on the road and been on earlier this morning. Is there a final outcome on the election yet? Did the Dems take the House, or did the Republicans keep it?
Well, I'm heading there right now, Larry. Yes, the Dems had 219 is what I saw last night. So they've seized it for sure.
Can you give me about 2 minutes before you go and dig into it, and then I'm going to hang up and listen?
Okay, sure. Yes.
You know, a lot of folks thought we were going to have a red wave or a red tsunami and stuff. But, you know, a tsunami takes an earthquake to create it. And our country has not experienced an earthquake. We have experienced a rapid erosion of godliness in our country. The rapid erosions don't create tsunamis. And God, you know, some people were praying for one thing to happen, and some churches were full of people praying for the other side to win and stuff. Some of us were praying for God's will to take place. And how does God's will take place? Bear with me, folks. How does God's will take place? Individual believers being obedient to how they were supposed to vote. And when it happens that way, a country ends up with the leadership they deserve, because you end up with a leadership according to the number of believers that are listening and obeying the Holy Spirit.
Can't argue with that, Larry. I can't argue with that.
Okay. I'm going to myself and listen in now.
Okay. I'm going to try to make a little bit of sense of this. Wait a minute. Somebody else was trying to get in there when Larry jumped in. We'll put the disaster relief behind us. It's on the forefront because we're down here doing it. I'm going to tell you this. The bonding of men down here is, in fact, church camp for adults. It is. It really, really is. And men getting the opportunity to exercise their gifts. And for the first time, people aren't making fun of them, telling them, you know, what they believe, and they're crazy and all that stuff. So it's really, really good. And we'll try to organize another trip down here later. I have to leave out tomorrow because I have to go to Houston. I'm sorry, Temple. But those guys are going to be here through Friday. It's Mark's second trip down here. So can I shift gears? Let me give you my 2 cents worth, for what it's worth. And then you're all welcome to get in here and give me your 2 cents worth. If I were sitting on Fox News and I were going to make an evaluation of what I just saw, what we just saw happen here, in regards to, remember, why do heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? Vain meaning empty, not clear, a vain thing. here's what I think it is. Number one, it's a huge, huge leap for people who their whole lives have voted Democrat to vote Republican. That, I'm just thinking about me. For me to go vote for a Democrat, are you kidding me? They kill babies. I ain't going to go do that. And we better understand that Donald Trump is his own movement. And so there's one thing about people voting for Donald Trump and those same people voting for a Republican. It's not the same dynamic that's going on, friends. It just is not the same dynamic. I saw it happen here in the state of Ohio where Sherrod Brown won again as our senator. He's a communist. Sherrod Brown's a communist. He's a quiet communist. You don't notice him much. But if we were thinking this thing through, Mike DeWine won as governor in Ohio. He won by about 5 points over Richard Cordray. You say, well, what does that have to do with it? Well, wouldn't you think that the same people who voted for Michael DeWine would have voted for Sherrod Brown's opponent? Wouldn't you think if they voted for DeWine, they would have voted for Renacci and Renacci would have upset Sherrod Brown? But they didn't. Why? Because it's the same dynamic that's at work. Democrats or Republicans, it doesn't matter. You've been a lifelong Democrat. You got to swallow hard to go pull the lever for a Republican, man. You got to swallow hard. Now, you can go do it for Trump. As my brother said, Trump's not a Republican. He's an American. So as we look at that whole thing and try to figure out what's going on, people do not trust Republicans either. And there are people saying, I ain't going to go vote for another one of those rhinos and put those guys back in office. Okay, number one, that's what I see happen. It was not a referendum. It was in a way, but not totally a referendum on Trump because people do not see Trump as a Republican. And I saw on Facebook and heard from people said, for the first time in my life, I just went in there and I just voted for the R's. That's the first time I've ever done that. And I'm going to tell you, the D's weren't going to go in there and vote for an R. It's a big, big step for them. That's issue number one. Now, issue number two, I'm going to put my tinfoil hat on. But do you want to know what's going on? I'm going to tell you what's going on. If you were to go back and you were to search the archives, you would know that on this show right here, I began warning you folks that something was going on because what was it now? 60, I believe, 60 incumbent Republicans did not seek reelection. Remember that? Remember me telling you that? 60 Republicans not seeking to be reelected. So in the power of the incumbency, where a guy like locally here in Ohio, Pat Tiberi, who'd been in our representative for years, years and years, all of a sudden is not running again. And so that becomes an open seat. So you have two new faces. You have two people, neither one with the power of incumbency, neither one with a very strong name recognition, and people are programmed to vote D's and R's, D's and R's, D's and R's, all right? Now, here's what you're missing. My opinion, but I think it's a pretty good opinion. Donald Trump or whoever is they, the men behind the curtains, they went to those incumbent Republicans and said, listen, we got the goods on you guys.
they have that, once all that happens the way you say it is, I think so too, they're going to have to hold a special election.
That's right. All that's over again.
And they're going to, Republicans are going to get all those seats back, I promise you.
That purging, see, they already purged the Republican Party. Do you understand? 60 of these guys didn't run for re-election. They already purged them. And if you notice Trump, guys, this guy's so smart. He went and he fought really for senators. That's who he fought for. I mean, you can't nationalize local elections in regards to congressional races. Yes, he tried to influence them. I don't mean he didn't try to. But you look, everywhere he went, Republicans got elected. Look, hey, Missouri, right? Those big rallies they had in Missouri. I mean, where else? There were four flips last night, maybe two more flips that are coming. And so all the judges and all that kind of stuff that really matters, that's going to be appointed by a Republican Senate. But folks, the House is still going to be drained. Now, issue number three. Yeah. Oh, man. Jared said you lost me over the last 5 minutes. Okay, let me try to summarize. You guys heard me?
Yeah, I heard you.
Okay.
Yeah, I heard everything. And so.
Okay. Jared's saying the people not in the queue didn't hear. Is that what you're saying, Jared? Okay, let me summarize.
I heard everything, Dave, but the picture scared me.
So let me re-summarize again. Number one, the Republican Party's already been purged. 60 guys did not run for re-election. I believe President Trump or the powers that be went to him and said, listen, we got the goods on you guys. You've been connected with the Clinton Foundation. You've got your hands in the cookie jar. We caught you, but we're going to look the other way if you just don't run again. Just don't run again. 60 guys, incumbents, did not run again. That's never, ever, 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 ever happened. Ever, okay? So that was issue number one. Issue number two, then, that piggybacks right up against that, is Trump is going to release the Pfizer report and some other stuff, and all the Democrats who got reelected, they're going to get caught up in this Pfizer report where everybody's going to see exactly what happened to them, and so therefore they're going to have to resign. So there's going to be a purging of the swamp on the Democratic side when this stuff gets released. It'll be special elections held to fill these spots, and Republicans will win back the House. I'm telling you. And then the third thing that I didn't get to, which I think is of just as grave importance. Can you imagine today what would be going on in America had the House been held by the Republicans? Can you imagine? Now, we know this. We know that Trump could have released those Pfizer reports and all that stuff before the election. And can you imagine how the left would have screamed and hollered about him interfering with it? He's just doing that for political reasons. He shouldn't be doing that. Well, now that the election's over and the people have spoken, Trump's going to come in and say, hey, let's go ahead. Let's release those things. And so while all of the snowflakes are dancing out there because they won the House, they don't realize that thing's going to be taken right away from them here. And then you say, Coach, you're crazy. Okay, you watch. And as a result, Trump's going to be able to say, hey, I played this thing fair and square. I could have released it before the election. I didn't. I let the people speak. Here's what we've discovered. That's what I think's going on. Okay, that's my theory, and I'm sticking to it. Somebody said, well, Coach, what were the results? Well, there were four seats that flipped. That girl, McCaskill, got beat in. I'm looking at the Senate. Senate's where the power is. Senate's where the power is right now. Well, especially with what the purging, it's going to come in the House. McCaskill and, Missouri got beat. It looks like Tester's going to get beat. They haven't called it, but it looks like Tester's going to get beat in Montana. Indiana flipped from that. They flipped. Cruz held his ground. We had a flip in, I ought to have them all in front of me. Shame on me.
Dakota? Is it South or North Dakota?
North Dakota. There, Jared's got it up for me. Thanks, Jared. These were all flips. Wyoming was, no, I'm looking, that's the wrong thing, Jared. No, that's it. Anyway, the pickups. Yeah, there he's got it there for me. I can almost read that, Jared. Stay right there. I can't believe Sherrod Brown's won. It's all rigged. Slide on down a little bit, Jared. Because I should be able to rattle these right off, and I didn't. North Dakota, they picked up. Tennessee, they held. Anyway.
They lost Michigan.
They lost Michigan. It was close to Michigan. They won Florida. They won Florida and the governor. They won Tennessee. There we go. Missouri. They held Texas. Picked up what looks like they're going to pick up Wyoming and Montana. And Arizona, well, that's still up. It looks like that girl's probably going to win. And so what are you saying, Coach? I'm saying that the effort and energy that they put into the Senate is going to pay huge dividends. Judges, all that stuff. That's where all that begins, okay? And then the purging is going to take place likewise. Now, let me back up again. In statewide elections, it's easier to cheat. It's easier to cheat than it is in a national election. And I still think we have a lot of that that we're trying to deal with. I lost my train of thought. There was something else I was going to say. Somebody come on in here and rescue me. Not much religion here this morning. Not much Christianity, but bear with us here. Somebody.
I hope your theory is right, Coach. I really like your theory. Never looked at it that way.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Coach, I can even look at this from another angle. When the Constitution was written, the House of Representatives was supposed to be the most powerful, even though balanced, of the three. Right now, it is the weakest of all three of the branches of the government.
Right. Right.
There's nothing really that they're going to do because the Senate cannot vote it. Neither the president can shut it down. In the time in which we're living, and you're absolutely right, the Senate becomes the upper hand of the two houses because of the judges, of the Supreme Court judges. And those are the things that everybody are looking at. And we really did. And there was no big blue wave anyway. Yes, the 60 had resigned out of there and the Democrats took it. But I think they're only going to be up like a couple few seats overall. And not all those in the House are going to vote along the lines. And of course, they're even saying that Nancy Pelosi, that she's not necessarily going to be the Speaker of the House either.
I know that. But see, listen, also, don't miss this point either. Trump has something to run against in 2020. He can run against the Democrat House. If what the scenario I laid out doesn't come to fruition, Trump's got a foil. He's got somebody to run against. He says, he can say, look, I'm trying to get this done. It's those daggone House. There's people in the House. They won't let me. So ultimately that's going to play out pretty good for him. And the real power right now lies within the Senate. I kind of feel like I'm all over the place today. I've had a million things running through my head as I was watching this whole thing last night. Can somebody explain? Hey, by the way, Oprah, Barry Obama, they can all take their ball and go home because ain't nobody they pulled for won.
I agree.
Nobody won. None of them won. They spent $70 million to try to defeat Ted Cruz in Texas. $70 million. They couldn't do it. And so all the big ones they were trying to win, folks, the Democrats didn't win. They won the House because all of the incumbent Republicans dropped out. Those are the houses they're picking up. They're not picking up incumbents' houses. All right. So, you know, anyway,
hey, come Dave,
on in here, somebody. Yeah.
Dave, real quick, a couple things. Colorado, I think it's interesting. You know, 10 years ago, Focus on the Family left California because of high taxes, and they looked for a family-friendly state to go to with low taxes. So here, at the time, probably the most prominent Christian organization for the family moves to Colorado. And now Colorado has a gay governor. So
first
again,
openly gay governor. Amazing, isn't it?
Yeah. So again, who has more influence, Hugh Hefner or Billy Graham? Secondly, it's hard for me to understand how a person can go through the 30 days of Kavanaugh and the lies and the deceit of that party and still vote for anybody associated with that party. It is unbelievable.
Well, Roger, it's because of this. See, the reason the Senate went so red was because we could identify the people in the Senate who did it. We got to get rid of Tester. We got to get rid of O'Donnell. We could identify those people. You couldn't do that in the House. There wasn't anybody that you could identify as the villain because the 60 of them weren't running. There wasn't any villain. So the Kavanaugh hearing flushed out the villains. We could see who they are. Now, listen to me. The Democrats cheat. Okay? They cheat. So some of these things, even if it was a blue red wave, I don't know if they could have turned down enough votes to overcome some of these places in the inner cities. I don't know. Good analysis, though, Roger. Somebody else, come on in.
You know, Coach, if what I'm seeing, it looks like it's going to be a 56-44, something like that, Senate. You know, if we pick up four or five more seats in 2020, you realize they can't filibuster nothing, how fast things can finally get done?
Yeah, and not only that, Dale, folks, I don't know if you know this. The election integrity now is no longer by the FBI, and it's now in the Department of Homeland Security. This cheating is going to come to an end. It's going to come to an end. If it doesn't come to an end, we don't even have elections. If it's continuing to do that, hundreds of thousands of illegals, they sit down in Texas, hundreds of thousands of them voted, illegals voted, right? So that's I really believe that, Trump and whoever he has around, I believe that they sit down. I believe they have mapped out a plan. Can I tell you something? I've been hanging around Gary Pierce. Gary has five steps to tie in your shoes. You know what I'm saying? And so I think these analysts that we see in, these guys who think analytically like that, I think they have a short-term plan. They got a month plan, a three-month plan, a six-month plan, a two-year plan. I really think that's what I think we're just seeing the beginning stages of that moving out. And I, as I look out across the spectrum, I still believe that the support for Donald. See, they thought it was going to be a total rejection of Donald Trump, and it wasn't, folks. It was no incumbents running each other against each other. Those were the seats that were being won. These seats where there had been Republican incumbents, and now it's just some new guy, just two new kids on the block running at it. And you couldn't get over that Republican-Democrat thing.
Hey, Coach.
Yes, sir.
Hey, yeah, you're right about Texas, because Project Veritas did an undercover thing on the election officials where they busted where they in Texas. Where they said that they were actually allowing non-citizens to vote.
Yes, sir.
Let alone the campaign funds for helping migrants before that.
Yep.
And he still won.
Well, the Red Cross is helping the migrants too, by the way.
Yeah, so, hey, Coach.
Yeah.
Back in, you mentioned the plans and the different sets of plans and things. You know, they call them contingency plans. And contingency plans just don't have one route to take. They have, if this happens, then that is what our action is. And it's not a reaction, it's an action that was planned out in advance. And we have, I'm sure Trump is smart enough that his people have put in contingency plans.
Hey, Lowell, what do you say about that, Lowell? What's your take on that thing, right? These things, see, we watch action, reaction. Listen, folks, I'm going to tell you something. These guys are not action, reaction. They do have contingency plans. If this happens, this happens. And Lowell, would you agree with me, Lowell, that a lot of this stuff, they sat back, they looked at the big picture and said, okay, listen, let's win here. Let's not worry so much about this. Let's win this here. And then once we win here, then we're going to go here. And then once we go, would you agree with that, Lowell?
Yes, I do. 100%.
So
what you see right now, let me just throw something else on the table. What you see happening right now is our government working the way it should, because the popular vote, there's more sodomites in the country than there are Christians. But our government was formed to protect minority rights. So you have the regional interests in the states. The Senate is defending the traditional America from the mob of the urban centers. That's what's happening right now.
That's very, very, that is true, brother. That's it in a nutshell. Say that again, Lowell, because somebody was mixing their coffee and they didn't hear it, or they went in the other room. Say that again.
Okay.
The checks
and balances. Our government was formed to protect minority rights so that a mob rule, democracy, mob rule couldn't just wipe away everything, property rights, right to life, right to free speech, right to free exercise of religion. And it's working right now the way it was designed. And with the restoration of the courts, I think we may have reached an inflection point where we're going to start to win. Now, with that, there is a caveat. There's a caveat because the Democrats have always used the full power of the government, whereas the Republicans won't. You've already got the congressional leadership of the Democrats talking about the power of the purse, which is what the Republicans would never use.
Right.
They can defund anything they want. And there is where the constitutional crisis may come from.
That's well said. That's well said. And so the point that Jared, I don't know if you can pull up one of those maps that shows all the red and blue. Because you'll find it. I know you will, Jared. Here's a point I'm trying to make. Lowell made the point, and it slipped over you that maybe you didn't hear it. If we look, the blue parts of America are the inner cities. The cities are the blue parts of our country. The red part is out where we live, flyover country, right? And so what we see happening, the point Lowell was making, is now we're going to see finally we are out in the hinterland. There it is. Jared's got one of them up there. Look at that. See. Finally, we are going to be able to reclaim some of this power that we have lost because everything's being done by the population controls of the inner city. Would you amen that, Lowell? Was that the point that you were making?
Yes. Yes, that's it. You can see. I mean, there is as many of them as there are of us. There's a little bit more. Okay, so they can control the house. But through the control of California, and you know they're going to win the House more frequently in the future probably mm-hmm. than we are. And you mm-hmm. can see their plan is through all the redistricting. They changed the way redistricting was done in Ohio. They changed the way it was done in Pennsylvania. You see, you've got about 1 million Puerto Ricans coming into Florida. That's changing the balance down there. You're going to have 500,000 convicted felons now that can vote the next time. In Florida, I mean, they're targeting Florida to flip it red. If that happens, or flip it blue, when that happens, you've got a whole different
okay,
outcome.
That's right. So now, listen, stay with me. These guys, whoever they are, Trump's team, whoever they are, folks, they were planning this election for 2020. They're already 2 years ahead of us, right? And they're targeting. Said we got to win. How about this? They now control all of the judges. It's not a 51-49 anymore. The Republicans are now in control of all the appointing of all the federal judges, the Supreme Court judges. They're now in charge of all that stuff. And by the way, how did the left win control of the country? Through the courts, right? So now they're getting all of these originalists, these constitutionalists in these judgeships. That will pay dividends down the road. While everybody else is watching the House of Representatives, which changes every 2 years, man, oh, man, we're seizing the courts. We are seizing back the courts, and that's really, really critical. Somebody else come on in.
Hey, Coach, you know what? I just want to say this. And so what if it doesn't turn around? So what if we get persecuted? So what if we have to go underground? So what? Because you know what? Then we'll start finding out who is the tares amongst the wheat.
Amen, baby. Amen. I'm with you on that.
Well, that's one right. thing too, Dave, I was going to say that I saw that Kim Davis did not win.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw that too. In other words, not only that, Chad, she got beat by one of the homos that she wouldn't marry.
And you know what? It's an amazing thing, Coach, because they made that national news. Just like Lowell said, that the wickedness there, vile in these little local areas to try gain power. Now, here's a little brighter side to a couple things. First off, as my wife and I were talking, she goes, "You seem fine." I said, "Well, of course, when I wake up, Jesus is still on the throne and he's still making his enemies his footstool. So my life doesn't change." I said, second thing is, if in 2020, God forbid, because I think Trump should win if he, you know, keeps going the direction. But even if he wasn't to win and the Senate holds all, the cards when it comes to the Supreme Court judges or federal judges to be set in place. So it doesn't, I'm telling you, the Senate seems to be the power shift in our government nowadays.
Okay. So think about this, friends. With all the talk of the blue wave and they're taking over the House, can somebody tell me right now one Republican senator or powerful Republican congressman that got flipped? Tell me one. Can you name for me one Republican senator that lost? I don't think so. I don't think so. The 70, Hollywood, the media, all that money that they pulled into all those Senate races, every one of them went red. Every one of them went red. They all did. There was no loss by any Republican at all, right? And then you look down and we try to focus on what's going on in regards to the House races. I come back exactly to what I said. Look at the money they poured into Florida. They didn't win the governorship, and they lost the Senate. The importance of the governors, they're losing in these states. Well, you just got to have a long time.
They lost in Georgia, and that lady in Georgia refuses to concede up there. Yeah. And, of course, Oprah was up there. Barack Obama was up there.
They all were down there, weren't they? They all were down there. Listen, folks, when I was calling football plays, I'm trying to give you a long-term vision here. When I was calling football plays, sometimes I'd run a play that didn't make much sense on second down. And people couldn't figure out why and said, why would he run that? Why would he run that? Because I'm setting up the play off of it.
Hey, Coach.
Yes.
Just a side note, Oklahoma went all red. And you know how, Coach, you always say that conservatism is for ten salt?
Yeah.
The one thing we can rejoice today is all the percent salt Christian churches here in Oklahoma, at least they vote conservative.
Well, that's good, George. And I'm going to tell you something right now. If all of the incumbents on the Republican Party had run again, there's no way the Democrats would have won. The power of incumbency. No way they would have won. So the purging has already taken place. You know, 6 minutes left. I don't know if this is, I'm just giving you my heart today. This isn't deep theological stuff, but in my mind, this is all part of the master game plan that's being played out in front of us. And I think I shared this story with you before, but let me put on, I need a Holy Ghost hat I could put it on rather than my tinfoil hat. I was having a discussion with the Lord one day. I was doing most of the talking. And I said, Lord, I don't get it, man. I don't. Why are you letting this go on? This go on? This is so easy. Lord, you got that right hand of power. All power and authority is given unto you. You could come right down there and you could crush all that. Why don't you do that? Why don't you do that? You know what the Lord said to me? You know what the Spirit of the Lord said to me? He says, I'm ambidextrous. When you're watching this hand, I'm working over here. And let us never forget the fact that the word says that his ways are not our ways. His thoughts are not our thoughts. There's a way that seemeth right to a man, but the end, the result is death and destruction. So if those of us, we have faith towards God and we believe that God is in control, then I'm going to tell you something. This thing is being executed exactly towards his plan. Don't ever lose sight of that. Don't just get discouraged. Let us not grow weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. But understand that we don't always recognize the nuances and why God's doing what he's doing. He's setting up the next play. Go ahead, Roger.
No, I'm just going to say amen. Amen.
Hey, Coach.
Yes.
You got anything on the Planned Parenthood in Columbus? Any info?
I'm supposed to get on top. I know that I'll have it for you tomorrow, Jeff. Folks, we are. I'm sorry, I haven't said anything about that. Thanks for reminding me, Jeff. We are doing a. I'm going to be in Austin, Texas. I'm not going to be there, but there is a counter event at Planned Parenthood in Columbus, Ohio, Friday night at 5:00, I believe, Jeff. That's where the ministers. Let me throw that up there. That's where the ministers are going to come in and bless Planned Parenthood. Yeah, some of these God-hating ministers are going to come in and bless Planned Parenthood. And there's going to be an organized pushback. I hate to use that term, but an organized prayer vigil. And I think it's at 5 o'clock, Jeff. I'll try to firm that up for us for tomorrow. I've just been busy. I haven't had a chance to. But maybe
here's what I find out so far. Supposedly Mark Harrington and them are coming. I've heard bringing the Jumbotron. I got a couple pastors might go with me because I've poured this out to them and just basically slapped them upside the head with it. And it's like, what are we doing? But here's what I found out yesterday. You remember Terry Adams, the black guy that sometimes comes with us?
Yep.
He was just called yesterday because he's been taking classes at the Nazarene College for ministerial study. The Seventh-day Adventist Church called him for him to come speak with these black apostate pastors, and he don't know what to do. He's freaking out. I said, you're getting a vehicle with me, and you're going to speak against them black pastors. He is scared to death right now. But they're calling black guys that are doing Christian studies at camps to have them come stand with them. I'm like, oh, my goodness.
Hey, goodness, huh? Well, it's a war. So, listen, I'll try to have some more information on that, Jeff, for you. Thanks for reminding me. I'll try to have some more information on that. So, folks, if you're in the Ohio area, you can be part of that event, Hey, can I tell you this? We just went through the first quarter. Huh? You know there's a quarter break in football, right? You're watching it on TV, and the referee blows the whistle and waves his arm, and that's the end of the first quarter. That's just what we just went through. And say, boy, man, they kicked our butt in that quarter. Yeah, but listen, we'll get them here. We'll get them here before halftime. Let's be ahead at halftime. And then once we get to halftime, then we'll regroup. Fellas, we just went through the first quarter. And we made some good plays, and they made some good plays. But I think the game plan that the Lord has put in place is exceedingly abundantly above what we can ever ask. We don't have any concept of what's going on. So I'm not discouraged at all today. You know what I'm discouraged about? How can anybody ever vote for a Democrat? I still can't figure that one out. I still can't. That's my discouragement is that people are that stupid, really. But other than that, I'm not discouraged. No, I got seven good guys down here. We're cutting down trees and praising the name of the Lord and encouraging people. And so it's quarter. We're going to start driving the ball on the other side. We're just going to flip sides, but we're going to keep marching this thing down the field. And the victory is going to be ours, brother. That's the way I see it. Is that it? How much time I got? Oh, that's it. Amen. Hey, listen now, and bear with me. I'll just give you a heads up. We're going to really need your help tomorrow. I have to fly out at 8 o'clock. Just as the show's end, I'm going to do some of my show right from the airport. So those of you who are listening, when they call boarding at 7:30, everybody get on the plane. Boom, you guys are going to have to be ready to pick it up and help carry the thing for me. So I'm going to kick the show off tomorrow, but I got to get on a plane, fly out of here to Austin, Texas. Tomorrow I'll be in Austin, Texas at 9:15. Victor's going to pick me up, and I'm going to shift gears, and we're going to go to war against Planned Parenthood. No rest for the weary. Brothers and sisters, find your spot in this army. Find your skill set, whatever it is, and plug in with us, brothers, because we are in this thing for the long haul. And the quarter just changed, and now we're going to be marching with the wind to our back. God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow.